due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
I would like to issue an open challenge to anyone in the back who would like to come down and try to take my grand championship. Anyone? Anyone? Clock is ticking, ladies and gentlemen. Wait, no, wait a minute. No. Hit Grado's music.
His opponent from Atlanta, Georgia, weighing in at 299 pounds. Moose.
Stop that. Stop.
Hey, this is Tony, Mr. USA Atlas, and you are listening to the Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show on 1280 WHTK. Listen in, Daddy. Pain.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome to the Pain Clinic for December 3rd. Yes, the last month of 2016. We start off with a bang here. Holidays today, real quick. If you're just so religious, I guess. Advent begins today, and a National Roof Over Your Head Day. Happy birthday to former ECW TV title holder Super Crazy. He's 43. And Korean-Japanese wrestler Riki Choshu is 65. And if you don't know who he is, go look him up online. You'll see some great stuff from him. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don't Slight Empire Culver. Join us 1 week from today, December 10th, for UFC 206 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastern Road. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Come and hang out with us. Main event. Not even sure what the main event now. I think it's Cowboy Cerrone versus...
Isn't it Pettis versus...
Oh, yeah.
Holloway or something?
Yeah, Holloway and Pettis, and Cowboy Cerrone's fighting somebody, and it'll be a good time. Doesn't matter who's fighting. We get together and watch some guys knock each other around and have a good time, and we all, you know, special drink specials, hang out with the guys at Salvatore's and the ladies, the prettiest bartenders in Rochester. And, of course, we'll be there, too. You'll hear us echoing over the roof, telling bad jokes, and possibly giving away Pain Clinic T-shirts. And I'm guessing that we will, because I'm going to do that the rest of the year for UFCs. I'm going to give away Pain Clinic T-shirts. So you want to come down and see it for free, maybe walk off with a T-shirt, get some good food, have a few drink, adult beverages. Come on down and hang out with us a week from today for UFC 206, 149 Eastridge Road. And you can come out to Salvatore's Saloon in Scottsville. Say that three times real fast. Salvatore Saloon Scottsville. Nevertheless, you go out there. It's free out there too if you're in that part of town. Go there. If you're up here north in Rondacoit, Greece area, come out to Salvatore's at the Garage Door, hang out with us. Hey, interested in roller derby, fancy yourself a skater, more job of being an official, more of your LA Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact them at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com. Become one of us, the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. Welcome to the show today. I am the Cash Man. I am all here by full house, full crew. We got Danger Boy, no longer being aided by mechanics to get into the studio.
Yes, it feels great after 12 weeks.
12 weeks. You weren't moving like a sprinter or anything, but you were getting around. So,
just being able to walk again is an accomplishment right now.
Yes. Now the man with the additional mechanics added to him, that's Brian Burke, double B.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm still learning how to use that arm, but
It's your left arm, right? Well, it's a good thing you're a righty, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you can't do with a left arm, you know. So, nevertheless, and we're here with DC Dan Cole. DC, what's up, buddy?
Good morning.
Dan, you feeling okay today?
Yeah, I'm feeling fine. Enough to put up a new poll on the Pain Clinic page.
A new poll?
Another category for the painies.
Yeah.
Today we're looking for nominations for Match of the Year.
Match of the Year.
Pretty sure we saw it in person.
Yeah, that's the one I'm going for.
Really? Okay. You know, there's lots of options out there. Think about it. Think about it, folks. What do you think might Match of the Year? There's been a whole year of matches, and we're coming up in December. I mean, we're talking within the last couple of weeks, right, for Match of the Year. But, there's a lot of good ones out there.
Sadly, not one I can think of on the main WWE card.
Isn't that sad? I think last year, wasn't it from what's that big one that they do in Japan every year? I think
Wrestle Kingdom.
There was a match on there that I think a lot of people were giving the nod to last. Was it last year or the year before?
I think it was Styles Nakamura.
Yeah, Styles Nakamura. That's what I was thinking too. So it's like it's crazy. And of course, we're joined by Apex Predator from Rock City Roller Derby. You know, go by all so many different names. I don't know what to call you.
Apex is fine.
You know, you've heard her on before. It's a female perspective on the world of wrestling joining us, but sometimes that's not a good thing, because then I get these pictures of Finn Balor sent to me with no shirt on.
And, you're welcome.
You know, like you could play his like ribs like a xylophone, you know?
Yes, you can.
You know, kind of, you know.
And not only is she joining us in the studio today, but we have to welcome her to the Fantasy Wrestling League now.
That's right. She is in.
And some guy named Jeff Murphy, whoever the hell that is.
A very good old friend of the show.
Some guy named Paulie, whoever the hell that
Paulie
might be.
Paulie G.
Actually, he's saucy.
Paulie G. He's probably listening right now going, yeah, it's he actually, he and I had a nice long conversation on the phone on how it kind of works. So, and you know, it's tough when you're new in that league because you're like the last few picks of the first round. So you're really getting the scraps.
It's called paying your dues.
That's funny. Isn't it funny that we make you pay your dues in a fantasy wrestling league? And people say fantasy. I mean, they talked about it in the Wii show this week because Paulie was talking about it. And they had a nice conversation on the air about it. And they think we're crazy. So it's, but you know, that's okay. That's par for the course.
There's pretty good money at stake on this thing.
It is par for the course. I want to, before we get into the world of wrestling, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about, tons of news. And I got to tell you, before we get too far in, I was trying to get Jeremy Borash to join us today because he wants to come on either this week or next week. He won't be able to come on this week because guess where he is? He's in Somalia.
He's not back in Buckingham Palace, is he?
I don't want to hear that story again. Big Ben, doing stuff in Big Ben. No, never met. Less. He's in Somalia, and he wanted to come on, but he has like no cell coverage where he is. He's in a camp 4 miles outside of it. And it'll be an interesting story to figure out why he's there. But I have Jeff or Matt Hardy set for next week, too. So we'll see what happens with the whole thing because they're having the big Hardy compound episode coming up not this week, but next week. So, and, of course, we have a WWE house show coming up. Live event. And so that would be next week, too. We'd have to have a WWE guest. Now, we're going to have to just take over for the soccer show again because we have three possible guests for next week's show.
And Broken Matt Hardy issued a challenge last night.
Oh, yeah? It's what?
At a certain pay-per-view. It was...
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, maybe... Well, I'd like to get into talk about that, because Broken Matt Hardy, he's issued a few challenges to a few people who don't work for the same company he works for. I've seen that. But before we get too far, I wanted to just do this plug that the Rock City Roller Derby is doing this great fundraiser this Christmas season. Let me start from the top. RCRD, Rock City Roller Derby, likes helping our community. It's important for us to give back. The holiday season, we feel like our collective power is best served clothing the less fortunate. Rochester has a homeless population that our community resources can't keep up with due to the drug addiction, mental health issues, or domestic violence, and sometimes all of the above. We have children, women, men, and vets and elderly living on the streets, potentially facing what was predicted to be an unbearable cold winter that could lead to death. It's traumatic. I'm not sure how many people know that Rochester has a law that obligates police officers to arrest homeless individuals when the temperature drops below freezing. This is an attempt to protect them from freezing to death. If we can somehow help offer protection against this element, that's fantastic. Rochester is one of the poorest cities in the nation, barely trailing behind Detroit. 60% of our youth live in poverty. I'm heartbroken to think that their children born into unfair circumstances, not having a winter jacket to keep them warm. So we're calling out on our community, the awesome fans out there that support us at every game. And this is Rock City Roller Derby. And as well as the pain clinic and wrestling, too, man, definitely we've got to jump on this to help us clothe those that need our help. Anything that can be donated, coats, hats, scarves, boots, sweaters, pants, blankets, gloves, anything can help save someone this winter. Donations can be made by reaching out to any local Derby friend if you have one. And I know certain, I have a Derby friend, it's like in the next room next to me. Right, Apex?
You sure do.
Yeah, I do have a Derby friend. But or you can, or if it's easier to contact the web, rockderbysponsorship@gmail.com, and they'll be happy to set up a time to come and pick stuff up if you have jackets, coats, anything, gloves, any sort of protective elements. And they're doing that. This is our their charitable thing this fall, this winter. And Apex, how'd you guys come up with that?
Well, usually with like fundraising sponsorship, Sweetie and I are co-chairs of that. We try to look to make money for the league, but with Christmas and everything coming up, we decided to forego a December fundraiser for ourselves and instead, you know, reach out to help the community and people who really need it.
And we have a lot of people that need it in this town, especially with the potential of what we're going to get this Christmas
season. Yeah, we really do. And we have a lot of girls in the league who work for these different organizations to help these people, and they see it firsthand every day. How much help is really needed. So we're really hoping everybody reach out, find a Derby girl, find a Derby NSO, a ref, anything. Give them some coats.
An announcer.
You're a skater now, too.
Well, that's a technicality. I skate at times. Sometimes I'm more on the ground than skating. But
you put skates on, though. You move.
Yes, I do. Okay. Yeah. Anybody you know involved, any of the management, anything, you know, or just go online, find rockderby.com and send them an email and say, I got some stuff.
Yeah. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, any way that you can reach out to us. We'll find a way to get to you to get any warm anything that can help people.
rockderbysponsorship@gmail.com. there, we threw out that now I'm gonna mention it as long as we're doing it still every week. So thank you for coming up, and now we're going to talk about the World Pro Wrestling. Hey, did I introduce everybody? Yeah, sorry, I got lost there for a second. So we got the pay-per-view this weekend. We have tables, ladders, and chairs. They got six matches.
Oh, my.
They got six matches set up so far. Is this one going to end at 10:32, guys?
Hopefully.
looking at this lineup, hopefully earlier.
Probably.
I don't know. I mean, you know what? I hate to say it, but I'm kind of digging this whole AJ, Dean Ambrose. I love seeing the crowd turn on Dean Ambrose when AJ and him are going head-to-head in the ring, because all of a sudden the AJ Styles chants start. Even when AJ's trying to be the baddest guy you can possibly be, fans are not giving into it. So you know what's going to dictate. So what's going to happen real soon is we're going to have AJ Styles be super face. It cannot happen soon enough right now.
Well, Ambrose kind of has to turn heel to get rid of...
of course, he's going to cost him. Ellsworth's going to cost him the belt. And possibly. I mean, do you think that will happen this pay-per-view?
I hope so. They've been running it on long enough, and everyone's sick of seeing Ellsworth now, except for he actually took finally a good Styles clash on Tuesday and looked like he died.
That was beautiful. The way he did it on the steps, you mean?
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
And he didn't tuck his head in this time, so he didn't almost actually die.
Yeah. Well, he has no chin to hit, so there's not a lot to catch there, you know? I know it's terrible to say, but it's true. I mean, when your finishing move is the no chin... You know, the no-chin music or whatever. So, hey, we got Rashawn on the phone. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just got some breaking news. I just got the alert on my phone. And new NXT champion Shinsuke Nakamura.
It's an alert on your phone?
Yeah, it came through after we went on the air.
Oh.
I got it, too.
Oh, okay. So it's not a big secret then that they had in Japan, they had NXT do a card there, and they had Nakamura Joe for the main event. We kind of talked about it a little bit before we went on the air. I didn't really want to spoil it, but oh well. It was not really spoiled if they put it out on their app.
Yes, but that's not the only reason I called. I was going to surprise you guys by just sending a package up to the studio, but because y'all have worked with sample soaps in the past, as an over-the-road truck driver, some truck stops give us sample soaps and other toiletries when we take showers at the truck stop. So I've been collecting a few for a few months, and I'm going to get that in the mail here when I get home around Christmas time up there to you guys.
Oh, that's great, man. RCRD, that's one of their big charities, is the sample soaps and everything. Well, wait a second. I got breaking news. Hold on. It just came across my phone. I lost it. No, actually, it's from my fantasy football league. See, Boswell's status changed from healthy to questionable. Sorry.
We can do the whole show just waiting for the alerts to come from over apps and just do the whole show like that.
Oh, yeah.
But that's all I have for you guys today. And like I said, I won't actually get towards my home until towards the end of the month. So look out for it at the last week of the year or early January, depending on how fast U.S. Postal is.
Very cool.
Take care.
Thank you so much, man. We appreciate that. We love people thinking about us, some of the things that we get behind. So that's pretty cool, man. Let's talk about it. Now that it's been brought up, we broke it. Joe won the belt 2 weeks ago when we saw him. Now he dropped it in Japan. Thoughts on that, guys?
Not really surprised. When they did, not spoiling the tapings, but they did not do anything with the world title at the tapings for NXT for the next couple weeks. So I had a feeling when they made that the main event over there and they were actually plugging it on the network, even though they didn't put it on the network like idiots, that was going to happen and we were going to see that. And hopefully we'll be seeing Joe maybe debut in the Rumble, something along those lines.
I hope so. I mean, it's well overdue for him
to
be there.
He just can't be number 10.
You're right. He can't be number 10. And number 10 will never be the same, ever, in our eyes. So.
They were chanting it at SmackDown for the counts, and I was laughing.
So it is continuing on. It's great.
It's a thing.
It is a thing. I saw, and he was, I'll tell you, I saw the kind of the teasing for the NXT tapings for the next month. Man, there are some good matches coming up on that show, including that guy is in one that gets to be number one contender, too. So that's some really cool stuff. So listen, we were kind of talking about this TLC coming up this weekend and some of the things that possibly might happen. If you guys have an opinion, 222-1280, star 12 is the number. You can also text us at that number if you're shy or you're out of the area and you can't stop and call or anything. Definitely send us a text or something. But we got some news. I mean, another big piece of news from this past week was Sasha Banks beating Charlotte Flair in the main event of Raw in Charlotte Flair's hometown to take the title from her for the third time. As soon as I saw it was a title bout not on a pay-per-view, I figured she was going to win. Yeah.
Is it bad of me to say that what they've done with those two makes me not care anymore? Like, no, at all?
No, because I completely agree with you, Dan. You guessed. You knew she was going to win, and then they go to the pay-per-view, you know that Charlotte's going to win. There's no unpredictability, and I didn't like the whole first match, second match. I mean, the guy could have counted to 100 before he counted them out.
No, I just, you know what? I'm throwing all my support behind the SmackDown Women's Division from now on. Because what they're doing on Raw with just showcasing those two,
yeah,
and those two only, it's just ridiculous.
Instead of having to showcase someone
else because that was the last match.
Yeah, sure, yeah. It was.
Is it really? Because I mean, Ric Flair came out. Don't you think that adds a little fire to the competition between the two? I mean, hey, Ric Flair.
That was the last match, and they went with that for Cena and Orton for like 3 months.
So you're saying the Royal Rumble will get the rematch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I mean, I one thing I'll say is it was you know, the way it worked out was one. It started. We saw the beginning of the match, and then Charlotte, they got counted out. Okay, and then the Charlotte's like, hey, I defended. I'm done. We are never going to do this again. And then Mick Foley comes out and says, we're going to do a no count out, no disqualification. And it was a fun match to end the show. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm not the biggest women's wrestling supporter of Raw. I mean, I like Charlotte Flair a lot. I think that she's kind of got, she reminds me of Chyna in certain aspects where she could like just dominate that show for years and not really have much competition. If you look at like, you know, stature wise compared to the other women, she's so much bigger than all of them. And it's not saying a bad thing about her because she's very voluptuous and gorgeous, but never mind. Nevertheless, the thing about it is, you know, she could, but if this is the last one, then we go to Bayley now? Is that because they were kind of teasing that,
it's
right,
supposed
before
to be Sasha Bayley next, right? Don't they?
No, it's supposed to be Charlotte Bayley. Weren't we teasing?
That's what they were teasing. Maybe Sasha and Nia Jax or something to hold over. Maybe Sasha turns heel.
Hey, why don't you guys give us a call? 222-1280, star 1280. We're going to go to break right now and stew on that for a second. We're going to. Oh, I forgot. This is the one cut on the CD that doesn't work, and it's my favorite. It's Rich Swann, who just, if you saw this past week, beat.
You can't handle it. That's why it doesn't work.
You beat this guy, Brian Kendrick, and the very first 205 show. We want to talk a little bit about that later, and we're going to go to break. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. Text us to that number. We'll be back after these most important messages. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Let me just get this straight. I just want to put it on the record. You don't need Chris Jericho? You just said it. You just said that. The thing is, I disagree. I think if you didn't have Chris Jericho last week, you would have lost that title. Actually, you would have lost it the week before that, too. And the week before that, and the week before that, and the week before that.
Stop it! Enough! You know what happens when you insult my best friend? You know what happens when you make fun of Kevin Owens, huh? You know what happens?
Shut up!
Hey,
so Dean, if there's anything you ever need, I'm right here by your side. Anything.
You don't have to thank me. I mean, you don't have to thank me. I mean, you did it all yourself. I mean, you can thank God for blessing you with, you can. You have a strong bloodline and genetics, and a man of your particular talents. Look, you must have just have some really good karma from a past life or something. Whatever it is, you don't have to thank me. You don't owe me a thing. Actually, if you wanted to wash my car, that wouldn't be the worst thing. Actually, I got some laundry that needs to be picked up, too. And actually, after the show, if you could pick me up a six-pack and some Now and Laters, that would be cool, too.
Hey, it's The Miz from the WWE on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with Apex Predator, Double B, Brian Burke, Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, and you. And I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for listening for all year, every year. We appreciate it. Yeah. Jamming a little bit to Austin Aries music. I don't know if you guys saw, but Austin Aries is filling some time in at the commentary booth while he's sitting out that broken orbital bone he just had surgery for. He should be back pretty soon, but I'm sure that him doing commentary will set him up to work a series with somebody and eventually in NXT in the ring.
Yeah, he already said that he's just waiting on his time until he decides to go in there. And
he'll do a Roddy Piper, man. He'll pick on one wrestler the whole time coming out doing commentary, and eventually they'll probably brawl and turn into a series of matches in NXT, which, you know, Austin Aries, of course, is another guy who should be up in WWE right now, too. Not hurt, but he should be up there anyway. So 222-1280, Star Toy is the number. Don't forget, a week from today, we'll be at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, or you can go to Salvatore's Saloon in Scottsville for UFC 206, no cover charge. Come hang out with us, watch guys pound each other silly, and we will see you next week. I'm supposed to be there, too, and I'm going to bail on it. I'm not going to go. I'm going to stay here in town instead of going there because I need to be with the peeps here in town, not up in cold Toronto again. But we've got on the phone right now Joe Coop. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Richie. Happy Saturday. How are you, man?
Happy Saturday to you, December 3rd, man. It's like the year is ending very quickly.
It's gone by quickly, and we kick off our season Monday night. Very excited to have the new guys. Quick comment or two.
Okay.
Hey, I'm with you guys. Enough with Ellsworth. If he's a 14-year indie guy, he can't even talk on the mic. It's enough with Ellsworth. Let him go.
I have a feeling that he's going to be instrumental in the heel turn of Dean Ambrose. I've been feeling that for a while now, just because they're all their buddy-buddy palling up and stuff, you know.
So. Yeah, it was almost a couple of weeks ago I thought Dean was going to finally turn on him when he cost him one of the matches, and he just looked at him and shook his head, and, you know, then they were in the asylum, they were buddy-buddy again, so who knows.
Yeah.
Other comment I got to make, though, on Raw this week, I'm going to disagree with you guys. I thought that women's match to end the night was awesome. I thought that Sasha going with Charlotte outweighs over probably 25 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
5 inches taller than her. And she hung with her, and she took a beating and gave her the victory at the end. And I think that hug with Flair in the ring, that was real. That was damn real. I liked it.
Well, you know, if anyone recalls, Charlotte and Rick kind of had a split, what was it, about 9 months ago, where she made fun of him. And she said, "I don't want you around me anymore. So this is kind of, I mean, they really didn't bring that up at all when he came out, but I think it has a lot to do with it. And, of course, being in the hometown of Ric Flair and Charlotte Flair or Ashley Flair, whatever her real name may be, I think that, you know, just it did make statements and everything. And now Ric Flair, of course, I don't know if you heard or not, but signed to a new Raw contract. He's going to be on the road with them for more. So that's why I'm thinking this isn't over yet. But I know, I agree. I mean, and when Sasha got her bent around the guardrail and got her to tap on that, I thought that was, you know, that was perfection, the way to end it, you know?
That was awesome. And then before that, when she was kneeing her and the back kept going into the guardrail, it was crazy.
Yeah, definitely. There was a lot of physicality in that match. And, there was more physicality in that match than there was in the Hell in a Cell match, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's...
I'll agree with you. I definitely agree. She took that bump on the side of the ring That was crazy.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's arguing that it was a good match. I think we're just saying it's very predictable what's going to happen when, if they have a pay-per-view match, Charlotte wins. If they have a title match on Raw, Sasha wins. It's, they exactly, haven't yeah. switched anything up. That's well, just...
And it also comes down to, too, is the Vince McMahon factor in WWE where you never win in your hometown. And I saw a long story on that online this week. And it kills me because it's one of those, you know, those givens we've always known. If you're in your hometown, you're going to either be, one, humiliated or and two, lose. And, I mean, ask Jim Ross about that. He'll tell you he'll tell you about being humiliated in his hometown multiple times. So,
yeah.
You know, but that's just how that goes. But, man, thank you for calling, bro.
I love you guys. Be good, man.
Thank you. You too, man. It's great. He's one in our fantasy league too, so you'll see Joe Cooper's in there. But lots of crazy news. I mean, we had that breaking news with Samoa Joe. I wonder how many hours ago that happened, because that just happened in Japan, kind of like today, right? Samoa Joe losing the title.
Yeah, it's tonight. Technically tonight in Japan. Already,
well, it is tonight in Japan. So it happened. Like, I mean, if it was broadcast, we could have watched it before.
We're getting flashes from the future.
Yeah, what? It's like Lost, sort of. But some wild. So yeah, we did start off talking about that. There's a lot of things. What did you guys think about 205? Live 205. I mean,
I'm trying to figure out why they had a tag team match when they don't have tag team titles, or if they're going to introduce tag team titles or whatnot, or if those are the only cruiserweights we're going to see. But at the same time, we got to see Jack Gallagher, which was a treat, and then the title match was actually really good. The Rich Swann Kendrick match was probably the best one of this week that I saw. So that's something.
Oh, well, Rich Swann. I mean, Rich. Did you like how he taunted him on Monday Night Raw?
Yeah,
he came out and he goes, "It's no problem. I beat you twice. You're the one who's going to have to figure me out or whatever." You know, I thought that was a great line he did.
They also set up the T.J. Perkins heel turn too.
Yeah, definitely. Because, well, T.J. Perkins, you know, took a bump on the head, and he's pretty much been relegated to nothing since then.
Anybody that dabs has to be a heel.
Well, yeah, and then he came out on 205 Live and told Kendrick he was rooting for him because if he didn't keep the title, then he might disappear from the title picture. So,
well, you know, I mean, you know, Kendrick was bleeding heart to him before he won it. So, you know, I like that they're starting these stories, and now they've got what's her name with Rich Swann on what's her that's a girl's name, the diva, Alicia Fox. Alicia Fox is like, you know, kind of like starting up a relationship. So they're, well, sort of in a wrestling world relationship. So it's like, I'm sure that, you know, they're going to start pairing them together on Raw as well as the Live 205. Yeah, it's interesting that obviously they have visions of doing a tag team, eventually having tag team, but they don't have that many wrestlers actually on the roster.
They have one
still.
Tag team. It's the Bollywood Boys.
Yeah, you know, and that's both of the brothers, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I missed those guys. Yes.
More breaking news via our Twitter feed. Listener tipped us off. Apparently Triple H is listening because he just posted 4 minutes ago. You can see Shinsuke Samoa Joe this Wednesday night on NXT.
Oh. Well, you know, they're the masters of promotion, so.
Well, they did say on all their promos they've been doing for both Australia and Osaka and everything, they were going to have cameras with them, and the tapings did seem kind of light for the 4 weeks they taped, so they're probably going to fill in a bunch of stuff. TM61 is fighting DIY in Australia, too, in their homeland, so that might lead to something we see on TV as well.
Now, I didn't see last week's show. Did they show any of Eric Young's group? That's what we saw before the NXT
takeover?
That
was 2 weeks ago. Last week, yeah.
Last week, yeah. Did they show? Did we see that on TV?
Yes.
Okay, because I mean, and apparently he came out. He's also got big plans going on for the next few tapings too.
I was reading the spoilers after we got home, and someone picked it up. They picked up the spoiler. They said the Rich Swann match was a dark match, and the spoiler started with No Way Jose just calling out Eric Young out of nowhere, which was completely wrong if you saw the show. So that was interesting. But, yeah, no, they did the whole thing. They showed the whole thing from Toronto before we saw the takeover event.
Yeah.
Minus the top rope botch.
Yeah.
Oh, that whole thing was cut down to about.
I was gonna say,
cut down to about 2 minutes instead of the 12 it took.
I guess if you're gonna become a future WWE wrestler and you're doing a TV show, remember that if you mess it up, go do it again, and then possibly do it a third time too, just in case the second time doesn't look that great either. Because I believe she did it three times after.
Yes.
Yeah. So it was like, just keep doing it over and over and over and over.
They showed it once.
Yeah. 222-1280 is the number we've got. I think this is Dan online. Dan, is this you, bro?
What's up?
It's Dan. What's happening, brother?
Not much. How you been?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
A lot better. still battling with my from my heart surgery. Not watching what I eat, which I should.
You should do that, brother. Watch what you eat. Get some exercise, man. It's changed me into a different person, bro.
Hey, what's going on with Triple H? How come we haven't seen him in a while?
I think I think we're waiting until maybe Seth Rollins has a belt that Triple H can come out and like finally explain why he made him lose to Kevin Owens. Why he took him out before and then gave Kevin Owens the belt. So I mean, I think we're waiting to WrestleMania.
What is he doing now? I mean, is he?
I think he's been on vacation since the last time he was on TV. He's out in the Bahamas on the beach or something. No, he works. He's behind the scenes. He's there every show.
Okay, and are you guys going to be giving away tickets for the wrestling coming up?
It's funny you asked that. The week before the show, we've got a pair of tickets to give away. So
next week,
yeah,
okay.
I guess that's next week. So we're also kind of working on a deal where Paulie G from the Wii Show has got a wrestling. He's going to be in one of the luxury suites, and he's going to invite a bunch of friends, and we're going to invite a bunch of friends to go up there and watch wrestling from a luxury suite. So keep on listening, okay?
That'd be nice.
Thank you. Thanks for calling, Dan.
You're welcome.
Yeah, feel better, man. Happy holidays. 222-1280, Star Toys, the number. I didn't know he had heart surgery. Sorry about that, brother. We got so 205, we were kind of on that topic for a bit, and it's like we only have 1 week under our belt. So it's like how far can they go in 1 week? I think they did a great job. Unfortunately, half the crowd left after SmackDown.
Another half of what was left didn't care about the cruiserweights that much. I mean, they got into it. The Bollywood Boys couldn't get him into it. Jack Gallagher did. And I think it's when he tied him up in the knot and kicked him in the butt because everyone loves that. And then the title match actually had him going pretty good. But they still got to get the crowd to like them. It's not like the NXT crowd. They don't have the small confines of Full Sail University where they can just put in people that they know like the stuff, and then it'll be huge pops and everything. They gotta do something to give these guys characters.
Yeah, I mean, they probably should have started on an NXT platform of that smaller crowd for the show to start, because they could sell it out every time. But remember when SmackDown was in town here, and then we went to ECW taping, and we were doing seat filling jobs for WWE. All of a sudden, we are like right in front of the camera because everyone left after SmackDown ended. They moved us to the floor and then back up into the seats that were like one or two rows up from the floor. So we were on the camera the whole TV show. And it kind of reminded me, they're good. Their cameramen are good at not showing the empty seats when they're doing the show and stuff. But unfortunately, I hope that doesn't become a trend with the way these shows are working, because these guys are working their hearts out there to put on a good show. And I mean, Brian Kendrick's got to be the MVP of that company, of that, that division so far. Think about it. He's on the road for Raw and SmackDown, so he's probably flying every day someplace else. It's a tough job, but man, I like the show. I'm hoping that it gets a chance to build some steam up. Maybe they could have like a cruiserweight women's division too. Maybe.
Well, they're going to do the women's tournament.
Yeah, there's news on that. The women's tournament's coming down next year. It's going to be there. Every year they have like a big tournament. This year it was a tag, or it was no, not the tag team. It was
they're going to do three a year now.
Three-year tag team, women's, and
the cruiserweights.
And the cruiserweights. So a lot of fun going on. When we go to break, get another break out of the way.
Big news actually came down yesterday, though. John Cena will be hosting SNL next week.
Yeah, that's right. The 10th, the same day as we're doing UFC.
Oh, yay.
Yay. Well, who knows? Whenever someone from wrestling hosts Saturday Night Live, a lot of other wrestlers tend to show up.
People, though, that watch Saturday Night Live are going to be really confused when they tune in and there's nobody delivering the monologue because you can't see him.
And on that note, we're going to break.
Unless he's the elephant.
Unless he's
the pistachio elephant.
Yeah. 222-1280 Star Toys number. If you want to give us a call, you're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
But Chris, what Thanksgiving is, American Thanksgiving, you know what it really is? It's in fact just it's a way to get one last meal in before you all rush every store in America and trample over each other in the hopes of saving like $60 on a crappy flat screen TV. That's really good. You guys are so smart.
Cheapskates.
Yeah, that gives me a lot of hope for the future of our planet. Very nice. You should all be very...
Sports 1280 Rochester.
There he is. There he is. That's the guy I want to talk to. I don't care about Joe Owens' joke. I want to talk to Fight Owens Fight.
Hey, this is Mike Tyson, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with DC Dan Call, Danger Boy, Double B, Brian Burke, Apex Predator,
and her hubby.
And Mr. Apex, or Mr. Predator, I guess.
Mr. Predator.
Mr. Predator. I like, you know, that's kind of a like a name that you find on NBC, an NBC show. Mr. Predator's on the loose or something, you know. It's kind of scary, though. As long as, what's his name, Chris Harris doesn't show up and go, can we sit down for a second? As he comes, you go into the kitchen. Never mind. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. That's grasping at straws on that. Don't forget, we're going to be out at Salvatore's, the garage door, 1 week from today for Salvatore for UFC 206. You can also catch it at Salvatore Saloon in Scottsville. No cover charge. Come out and hang out with us. Have a good time. Starts at 10 p.m. Prelims are on, I think, 9 to 10, so, or 8 to 10. So come, you can get out there early. Watch those early. I'm sure college football will be on at the same time, as well as all sorts of other sports. But we're there for UFC 206. So come on out at December 10th at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 Eastern Road, and Salvatore Saloon in Scottsville, Main Street, Scottsville. Beyond that, those are the plugs I got to finish up on. Whoa, we got a sick crew in here today. Everyone's not feeling fantastic. I'm glad I'm in another room because I'm doing sparky great.
I feel actually great. I just got something stuck in my throat.
Oh, yeah? Well, stop putting stuff in your throat and it won't get stuck. Nevertheless, welcome back to the show. Some real quick news pieces. Came out this week that Snickers is going to be the official WrestleMania 33 sponsor, like much like last year. So, because of Live 205 Live being added to WWE's TV shows, we will no longer have WWE Superstars. They will not be taping Superstars. I don't even know where you can watch Superstars anyway.
Network.
Was that the only place you could watch it? Was the network?
Network and overseas.
Okay, because it's like, man. Well, I mean, they're still going to do the main event. I think, is that the other taped one that they do?
Yeah, they're just moving it to Raw now.
Yeah, so
instead of before SmackDown.
Yeah, so that interesting news there that they will be no longer, and that only really affects us because of the Fantasy League. To be honest with you, because nobody watches.
If our commissioner is listening, it needs to be replaced by 205 Live.
Okay, there. That's been thrown out. I second that notion, or the emotion. No, never mind. Heartland Wrestling Association. You might remember them. They were a feeder for WWE back a long time ago, in the 90s and early 2000s. Some of the big names came out of there, like Nick Eugene Dinsmore. Remember him? Eugene. You guys remember Eugene?
Yes.
Charlie Haas, Raven, Shark Boy. Three Count were down there, too. They just sold their they're just selling a bunch of their library to the WWE Network. So we're going to have some new Heartland Wrestling Association. I think they had the Paperboy too, didn't they? Remember they had that one TV show about how to become a pro wrestler, and they followed this one guy who was his gimmick was the Paperboy. I have no idea. I'm just grasping at straws, but I remember it was like, you remember when they were doing those at one time in the early 2000s, they were doing all these reality shows about how to get into wrestling, and there was this one. It might have been on the Weather Channel. I don't know, or Weather Channel or. And it was about the Heartland Wrestling Association and this one guy called the Paper Boy. But he was down there with Shark Boy. You remember Shark Boy? So they all had boys on their names, you know. I have no idea why that trend was going on. But definitely you'll be able to see the Paper Boy, I'm sure, on there too. But there's it looks like they said maybe a couple of years of their taping. So they used to do a TV show down at Heartland Wrestling Association. Les Thatcher, historical wrestler, wrestling media guy, he owned it, runs it, and he's selling it to WWE. So we'll have some, you know, more things showing up on the network next year, as well as the all-women's tournament that we'll be in. And by the way, that movie John Cena that you were talking about is called The Pact. And you know who Leslie Mann is?
Yes.
Leslie Mann is isn't that the wife of Paul Rudd? No, or maybe it's in the movies.
No, it's Judd Apatow's wife.
That's right, yes. Judd Apatow's. But she played Paul Rudd's wife in a couple of movies.
This is 40.
Yep, and also the one with the one
Knocked Up.
Yes, Knocked Up. I was going to say, yeah, the one with Seth Rogen and Katherine Heigl, I think
all
it was.
All those ones.
So, yeah, Leslie Mann is going to be in it. And Ike Barinholtz. You know Ike Barinholtz? He was on Mad TV. He's a writer, a comedy writer. He's going to be in it, too. So. It sounds like an interesting movie. This kind of came out this past week. The Talking Stick Resort Arena in Phoenix has put an announcement up for the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view returning there in 2017. First of all, how do you get an arena called the Talking Stick Resort Arena? You know, it's like, I don't. Is that like a
naming rights?
One of those old school microphones they used to use on game shows that had the super long microphone with a little microphone on the
Bob Barker mic.
It's that bizarre microphone. That's the talking stick, apparently. But now, nevertheless, they're going to have the Elimination Chamber. So we haven't seen that in a couple of years. You know, just what brand gets it? I mean, is it worth it? I mean, is there six people? Or is it six or is it eight they put in?
I don't think one brand alone could carry that.
Yeah, me neither. You know, think about it.
It's going to happen. It's supposed to be in February.
Oh, is it this February?
It's supposed to be in February, and then Fastlane's going to be like March 5th or something like that. And I believe they said it's going to be a SmackDown pay-per-view. Originally, it was supposed to be a Raw, and they flip-flopped it.
222-1280, star 1280 is the number. Yeah, I've heard that they're going up in the air.
They better start calling people up.
Yeah, they've been, we'll see. We got 222-1280.
Aaron Corbin can go in there.
Star 1280. Give us a call. We got Rick from Rochester. What's up, buddy?
Hey, gang. How are you guys doing this morning?
Hey, what's it going up with you, gang? What's up, man?
What's happening? Hey, first thing I'd like to talk about is a little ROH. What's going on with, I haven't seen Lethal on TV lately, and is Truth Martini ever coming back?
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of they only have so much time on TV every week, so they kind of shift their stories around. I mean, Truth was the focus of that company for a couple of years straight. You know, once he started dropping the belts, then, you know, they allowed him to take some time off, you know. He's definitely with them. He's definitely going to be with them. It's just right now he's not right now Adam Cole's the focus, and they had a big pay-per-view last night, actually.
Jay Lethal in action last night against Cody Rhodes.
Oh, so that Cody Rhodes debuted on Ring of Honor last night on the pay-per-view against Jay Lethal. So he's still – you'll see that in a couple of weeks on the show, I'm sure.
Okay, and did you happen to catch that Leo Rush Jonathan Grisham match a couple weeks ago or last week? That was a really good battle.
They put on some spectacular TV if you like watching wrestling, because that's really what you get. You get very little story and a lot of wrestling. So yeah, that I enjoy a lot. I like they have like the Young Lions or whatever that is coming up real soon that they do at the beginning of every year. So that they have a lot of good TV coming up real soon. Love Ring of Honor. It's just. And, you know, I mean, Ring of Honor.
I wish they had more. I wish they had another hour slot. There's a lot of people. I know they're pushing. Young Bucks and all those guys. I mean, they're so over. I mean, I wish they had 2 hours though.
And it's funny you bring up the Young Bucks too, because they've been making a lot of news recently. They've come out and announced that, you know, their current contract with Ring of Honor expires December 31st, and they've talked about how the offers are just rolling in. So. It'll be very interesting to see what they do.
Their names have been brought up on both WWE TV and TNA Impact. I mean, in promos where they use the words Young and Bucks in the same sentence. And obviously, it's done intentionally. So they're trying to be drawn. Both, they're being courted by a bunch of companies.
Yeah, and I guess Steve Corino is trying to push to the side of the fact that he possibly might be a trainer next year down in Florida.
Well, Steve
will be.
Yeah, Steve.
Yeah, he's already started.
He has his own. He trained his son, I believe. You know, I mean, he trains up in Philadelphia. So there's. Yeah, it's not anything new.
Okay, so he's probably going to be under contract with WWE in the next 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, he's been down doing stuff with.
He's going to be a trainer down.
He's not the only one. I mean, there's a bunch of guys that from Ring of Honor who've been down there also training. You know, doing some seminars with the kids and stuff. So they have a really good working relationship with Ring of Honor right now. It wouldn't surprise me if there was some money from WWE going into Ring of Honor. So
yeah, because they're actually talking about it on some of their shows on the network. I've seen. I guess it was on the. State of the Universe, State of WWE. I guess somebody was brought up ROH or whatever. They're bringing up these other territories more frequently.
Well, WWE has been pondering putting independent wrestling on the network because they have so much time to fill. And they said Ring of Honor by name as one of the companies that they're thinking about running their TV show on the WWE network.
Oh, wow, that'd be a good deal to strike with Sinclair Broadcasting.
Not only them, but there's some big companies, all like, you know, CCW. There's a bunch of companies all across America that put out a quality TV show every week that we don't even see, that they would, you know, they could, like, spend a whole day, like Saturday, doing each different show. I think it would be a great idea for them to do it, you know, I mean, because, one, they're trying to bolster the business, and a lot of these guys eventually are going to graduate and be on WWE TV. So it all comes down to rights, I think, in the long run.
Okay, and two other things. I'm predicting, I don't know if I'm the only person, predicting that Alexa Bliss is going to get the title from Becky Lynch.
I hope so. Just not because I picked her in my fantasy league, but I hope so.
She put on such a great promo with Lynch on SmackDown.
Well, I mean, they started the show with a women's promo on SmackDown, so you gotta, you know, I mean, and you know, who isn't in love with Becky Lynch with that accent she has, you know? I mean, it was great. I mean, I think, Danny, okay, we got two hands going up. Two hands going up, people who don't really like her that much. But I don't know, I think she did a great job, and
You said who's in love with her?
Yeah. Oh, did I say who's in love with
her? Yes, you did, Laddie.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I would have raised my hand then, too. I'm sorry. I thought what you were saying you
were. I mean, we can't help it that you get turned on with Conor McGregor.
I don't. But
I don't.
How dare you, sir?
And one other point. I hope that now that they're talking about Demolition on TV, you know, with the New Day title run, you know, do something backstage with them, you know, Demolition in the locker room, give them a little pep talk or something like that, and possibly even hopefully they'll be in the Hall of Fame next year. I mean, I'm sure they still have a good relationship with Vince, I hope. I talked to one of the guys on Twitter, and they said there's no bad blood between them.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I don't even know if they're both alive anymore.
No, they both
are. They are. They still work.
They do independent shows. I was talking to one of the guys on Twitter, and they said, you know, maybe, you know, bridges aren't burned, so hopefully Hall of Fame next year. That would be very appropriate.
Rick, can you become a cub reporter for us? Because you do stuff that I don't even think twice about, you know?
I could be a roving reporter.
You could be. This week on the Rick Report.
I honestly think that Demolition deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. And they should get some TV time hyping up New Day and saying, you know, you know, this is our record, whatever, you know, show them backstage or something, you know?
You know how people, I mean, people quote them as being their favorite, their tag team ever? I mean, there's a lot.
Why?
Because they were a Road Warriors ripoff, man.
Yeah, exactly. They're a Road Warriors ripoff. They weren't as good as the original product, and they're terrible. Rick. They shouldn't even have that record. It's a disgrace they have that record.
Rick, thanks for calling, brother. We'll talk to you again real soon.
I know the New Day's going to take it, but...
You think so?
Demolition was terrible. I hated Demolition.
They were slow men. 222-1280 starts.
They were not Hawk and Animal.
They weren't. But the Hawk and Animal also got written to win in less than a minute half the time. So
don't care. Much better.
222-1280 starts. Remember, give us a call. We got one segment left. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Hey, Cougar Cooge, Soccer Sam here for Salvatore's Pizza, Rochester's number one pizzeria. Try a super slice. It's as big as your head. Capiche? Salvatore's.com.
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct-to-You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value, steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
The new 1872 Cafe at 431 West Main Street. A coffee revolution. Downtown Rochester. Open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Featuring the $2 Speedy Slice.
Monday night, the New York Jets collide with the Indianapolis Colts. Jets pregame kicks off at 7:30 Monday night, only on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Hey, this is Roderick Strong, and you are listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with Danger Boy, Brian Burke, Apex Predator, Mr. Apex Predator, and DC Dan Cole. And, of course, Peter. Hey, Peter, how's it going? That's BB's son, Peter. PB, peanut butter. All right, welcome back to the show.
Peanut butter jelly time. Yeah.
I like that. If my initials were PB, I'd go by peanut butter. All right. Well, I'm getting the head shake. Welcome back to the show. Got one last segment. We got to go to the phones real quick. He's been waiting a long time. If he talks about video games, we are charging him for an ad rate here. Okay, so we got Troy from Rochester. What's up, Troy?
Good morning, guys.
No talk of video games, okay? Unless you're going to pay. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
First of all, what's up with my girl, Misread Everything? 30 days been up from her suspension, right?
No, what happened is people realize she's absolutely terrible. So they've just... You know, let her just be on Total Divas, and that's about it.
Well, do her shoots for Maxim magazine.
I am so looking forward to to her entrance coming. Mrs. Red Everything, the exquisite. And I was liking that before she got suspended.
She's in a movie now, too. Her suspension led to her going into a movie. So I mean, obviously, she didn't get punished.
What a punishment.
I know. It's like, you're going to stay home, but then we're going to put you in a movie now. It's like, okay. Mm-hmm. Way to go. You know, just like Brock Lesnar, you know, not getting anything, ain't no slap on the hand or anything for coming in testing positive for everything. So
pays to be a part-timer.
Certainly does.
Everything.
Another thing, guys, is when you think of Sasha and Charlotte, think of Flair and Sting. How long that rivalry went on?
It went on for a long time, but we also didn't have them on TV. I mean, stuck down our throat every week. You know?
And they weren't trading the title six times in 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to remember how many times her daddy won the title, too.
I know, 16-time world champion, but...
But a handful of those weren't until after they started switching the belts all the time.
That's the thing, is he would wrestle Sting, and Sting would, like, beat him up every week, but he would never pin him. Sting would never win the title. Yeah, he'd never win the title, but they would fight a lot. That's the thing, the difference between these two, is they're swapping the belts every time they're wrestling.
And I got no problem with the match. It was a great match. I don't like pay-per-view Charlotte wins, Raw Sasha wins. It's just too predictable.
I love Charlotte's gimmick coming out as the big bad queen, and then once that big statement is put on her, she is tapping so fast. I love her gimmick. I love the way she comes, like I said, coming out as the queen, ruling everything, and then that big statement getting on her. One, you should see how she be tapping.
That's true. Well, I mean, you know, that's you. You love that stuff. That's fine. Everyone had different tastes for different people. You know. Different strokes for different folks, you know?
Yeah. What's up with Awesome Kong? Is she still wrestling? I know she was pregnant or something before.
Who?
Awesome Kong.
Oh, Awesome Kong. Well, I mean, heck, she left WWE, well, on a quote-unquote pregnancy, and then she went to TNA and got fired for, I don't know, attacking Matt Hardy's wife. Or locking her out of the locker room or something. I can't remember exactly what
she
it was.
She was on TNA this past year when they did the whole Gail Kim thing into the Hall of Fame, and she was not in wrestling shape, and she actually looked pretty decent.
Yeah. Hey, Troy, man, we got to run, brother. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
All right, 222. Well, we don't get the number out anymore, but real quick, some news before we get out of here that we didn't. Percy Watson, former NXT wrestler, is now doing commentary on the NXT tapings this past week, so he's gotten a little bit of a job, you know, and Austin Aries working for the 205 Live. Linda McMahon met with President-elect Donald Trump at Trump Towers in New York this past week. Don't know where that's going. There's a documentary on Hulk Hogan's legal battle with Gawker that premiered at Sundance Film Festival. It will premiere at it. It's kind of interesting, I guess, look behind the scenes. Of course, Ric Flair re-signed with WWE. You'll see him on Mondays. Alex Riley, remember him? He was an NXT wrestler and an announcer in NXT. He's going to be in it. He got released, and now he's going to be part of the new Glow Netflix series. I'm looking forward to that. Two last things. Ryback. Oh, we got to get out of here. Guys, thanks for coming out. We'll see you next week. I didn't realize the time got by me.
Get huge for the holidays at Fusillo Hyundai of Greece. Tom Park along with Robert Rosario.